Jong-un. So one of the questions we have here is, what really is Web 3.0 for you?
This is, well,
somebody who is wise can propagate his idea or information to the people by easier and better method.
Now, one of the differences is that in the olden days, you remember that company called Google? There was sort of a Web 1.0 company with search as an entry point to many things, that they leveraged the metadata people had generated through hyperlinks as basically an expression of attention. Now, those were algorithmic approaches of a relevance function or ranking function which showed the most relevant stuff on top. Very different from a hierarchy where just by being your boss, I am right. How do you think Web 3.0 actually differs from that algorithmic approach based on attention gestures, in the simplest case, based on links?
So I think you have done consulting with a company who's doing blog for their knowledge propagation. So this is different from the mechanical selection from the Google. So they know who is the guy who will have critical information. So this is something like this. In fashion business, Marc Jacobs appeared. At first, he was not the designer for Louis Vuitton. So he was a small independent guy. But then somebody who can understand his quality has picked up and put him to the Louis Vuitton. So then he become a very, very influential first person. So there would be some kind of mechanism that will select valuable information, which is different from that of more human way.
So one of the key elements which we hear here is that of identity. Now, if you think about what makes your identity, in the 50s and 60s, there was almost no information about people. I mean, I had a handwritten birth certificate. And now I think in the last hour at this conference, with people blogging about what I was saying, there was more information generated about me than the first 10 years of my life. So who am I actually? What is identity? I think there must be some notion of a multitude of pseudonyms. And it is not just one person. When I'm talking to you here, I behave differently from when I'm talking to my students at Stanford or to my friends in Germany or in Thailand or in China. So I think identity, pseudonymity are actually key elements of what we will see change now. One interesting finding is that people are not happy when certain elements about one sub-identity, if you will, like, you know, what you say on that dating site, you know what I mean, when those suddenly gets moved into another part, into another different sub-identity of their lives. Mixi, for instance, is based on pseudonyms or is based on invitations. So at Mixi, people know who invited you. So it starts with social. Facebook, when it started, was about your real university, i.e. stanford.edu email address, unique identities. So Ishikura Sensei, who teaches at Hitsubayashi University, what is the notion which is emerging now of identity in Japan?
I think it's getting a little more individual, even though it used to be very much organization-based. And that's what I am really fighting against. Because today is the individual age, whether you call it Web 2.0 or 3.0. But before you collaborate, you have to be an individual. But in Japan, it's a very strong notion of which company you work for, which school you went to. So when you introduce yourself, you start off with the company that
everybody
you work for.
Everybody should agree.
Right. And but what I'm arguing is that you have to be you. And you have to be, you know, you have to start with the individual, who you are, what you could do, and just collaborate with whoever that shares the same mission and same vision.
When I did a workshop, or rather actually it was on a panel with Shoshana Zuboff, who wrote this wonderful book called The Support Economy, and people in the audience, their questions were talking about users. She said, I think the last time she used the word users was like in the 80s, and it was about drug users. So then, you know, what are we talking about? Ultimately, we're talking about people and about individuals. And for a society like Japan, or even here in Korea, yesterday I did a workshop, and it was very interesting. I don't read Hangul, I don't read Korean language, but I noticed that it was the company name which came first on the name tags, followed in smaller characters by the name of the individual. Whereas, for instance, at the TED conference, of course, it is primarily my first name.
Right.
And then somewhere, if at all, by affiliation. So, Jong-un, what do you think about this notion of individuality in Korea?
Well, actually, Korea is more dynamic than Japan, and Korea, they have more identity comparatively, but well, at the same time, Korea is in a similar culture, so they would like to hide in the name of company, in the name of school, or something like that. But this is interesting that this social networking service, Cyworld, has made Second Life. This is mix of Second Life and social networking service in one package. So in this Second Life, they can show their individual character very easily and very they can be very, very freely. So this is very interesting that this is somehow feel the needs of the people. So I think a similar service would be very successful in Japan, but I just wonder why it is not happening in Japan.
Do you have any idea why it might not be happening in Japan?
I'm not really sure why is that, but one thing which I can say is that I think the in terms of the blog, the blog in Japanese are the largest in number in the world, and yet most of them are not using the real name, their own name, and I hear that and I do have my own blog, but after a little bit of a trial and error and things, and a lot of the blogs in Japanese tend to be like a personal diary. It really doesn't have sort of like, you know, you express your own view with your own name. And I think there's something about that. And I think there is in a way, even though the internet and blog and all these things have an incredibly enabling, powerful enabler to make everything democratic, whether you like it or not, I don't think that factor or that aspect is very well appreciated or used and utilized well in Japan yet.
But going back to the question here of Web 3.0 and your point, Jong-un, about basically having better relevance functions, of having that stuff, whether it's true or not, but that stuff people are genuinely interested in, bubble up to the top. And that might not be your person diuretic diary, but actually, what is it? Is it the most popular stuff? I remember 2-3 years ago in China, there was this girl who, Beta, at some stage, she finally showed her picture. And it was a big disappointment to everybody after having talked about it for months. So, in the same panel with Shoshana Zuboff, Esther Dyson, and I were discussing why do people do this? And I remember a lecture I heard at Stanford maybe 15 years ago where everything could be explained by people wanting to spread their genes. That means males try to do as many females as possible. Females, on the other hand, try to keep their males so the children will grow up and their genes can be reproduced. What we came up in that conversation with was to say it's maybe not just the genes, it's also spreading their memes, the ideas they have. And maybe, what do you think? Is that a way of reaching immortality?
Well, I don't think that is that complex. So, to be a leader in 3.0 should be, I think, tempting. Or funny or something like that. And surprising. So I would like to mention the example of Prada. When Prada made their first nylon bags, everybody thought that this is crazy. How come you can sell the nylon bag at the price of $1,000? But after that, everybody, this is really nice. Okay? So this is something like finding hidden desire of the people. So this is not just be democratic like 2.0. Everybody has a similar opinion. I want this and this function for this this type of camera. So if you make this one, everybody is making similar things. But you have to make something very, very surprising. But as soon as some people see that, oh, this is a product that I was aspiring for.
So what you're saying is basically the social construction of value, which of course has nothing to do with how much the bag costs. And I wonder if we move from Web 2.0, which is in many cases just the self-exploration, the what I call digital exhibitionism of people, to Web 3.0, which is truly the negotiation of relationships, the negotiation of intimacy.
Yeah, actually, I will give you an example, Cyworld. So actually, the reason why it is different from Facebook is that Facebook is real social networking service. Nothing more than that. So the only business model they can have is, ads, okay? But Cyworld, they are selling something which is useless. Okay, you know, they have cyber money, and they are selling their avatar, which is a kind of fashion for them. So each avatar should have a proper outfit. So this is useless, but they are selling it, and all the kids are eager to buy it. So this is 3.0. This is surprising. They have made the business model which seems to be impossible.
But I would argue you gave Prada as the example. No different Prada. You can buy that nylon bag in Shanghai for $5, for 40 RMB. So what's the difference between 40 RMB and 4,000 RMB? It's a factor of 100. And so is the difference between, you know, the four, you know, whatever you pay for some blanket, and particularly the notion of that blanket you only rent for a month. So after that month, that person, that dear person you bought that blanket for, you don't want them to be cold anymore. So of course, you need to buy another one. So what I want to say is the parallel between fashion and social construction of, you know, luxury goods is no different whether the actual value is zero.
No, definitely
Definitely not. So you are buying you are buying Louis Vuitton or, well, Gucci or what?
Independent fashion.
So at that stage, the conversation significantly deteriorated to a wild conversation between the participants at the table. And we are signing off now. Thank you so much for listening to this 50 minutes live from the end of the World Knowledge Forum's closing dinner. Thank you.